Hare Krishna. On the occasion of Srila Prabhupada's taking sannyas, let us try to meditate on what that great act of sacrifice means and how it has changed the history of the world, practically speaking. Srila Prabhupada renounced the world so that he could give Krishna to the world. Let's look at Srila Prabhupada's sannyas in terms of what happened before it, what happened during it, and what happened after it. What happened before it was that Srila Prabhupada was traveling around trying his best to manage his business, his family obligations, as well as his service to his spiritual master through writing BTG magazine, through trying to do various kinds of missionary activities, either assisting his godbrothers or doing things himself in a small way. But at that particular point, his spiritual master came in his dream and told him, take sannyas. Now, once it came, Srila Prabhupada, in his own transcendental humility, tells us, I felt very disturbed by it. He said, how can I take sannyas? But Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur came in his dream and insisted, take sannyas. So here, when we meditate on this, we understand that there is a plan of Krishna coming down. That just as the same Krishna who descended 5,000 years ago, and then the same Krishna who descended 500 years ago, that same Krishna, around 50-60 years ago, acted again in wonderful ways for the same purpose of delivering fallen souls. So it is Krishna who arranged Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur to come in Srila Prabhupada's dream. And what came in a paranormal way through this mysterious spiritual dream, that was also forcefully confirmed by Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, senior godbrother Kesha Maharaj, who immediately and insistently reiterated the dream instruction of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur, saying that you must take sannyas. Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur wanted you to preach. No one can preach without taking sannyas. So we see that Srila Prabhupada's sannyas was not just any ordinary sannyas. It was ordained by the divine plan as manifested through an extraordinary dream in which the spiritual master appeared to Srila Prabhupada. And in content, when Srila Prabhupada took sannyas, he chose to speak in English. Although practically very few people in the sannyas ceremony knew English, actually, still Srila Prabhupada chose to speak in English. And normally it is the sannyas giver who is asked to speak. So Kesha Maharaj spoke, but he also asked Srila Prabhupada to speak because he also recognized Srila Prabhupada's speciality. And then when Srila Prabhupada spoke in English, through that he conveyed his intention. Srila Prabhupada was not renouncing the world just to live as a peaceful mendicant. He wanted to share Krishna consciousness all over the world vigorously. So even in his sannyas acceptance speech, Srila Prabhupada was not just looking at the assembly of people who were there. He was seeing the larger plan of the Lord. He was remembering how his spiritual master had given him the first instruction and the last instruction were the same. In the first meeting, he said, you are an educated young man. Why don't you please preach the message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world in the English language? And the last instruction was a letter. He says, I am convinced that you can make yourself into a very good preacher in the English language and do a lot of benefit for the mission of Lord Chaitanya and for yourself. So, Srila Prabhupada was not just seeing the sannyas as an isolated event. And he was not just addressing the audience who was present over there. He was seeing this as a plan of the Lord. And he has been given a role in that plan. And he was speaking accordingly. Prophetically, showing how he is going to share and flood the world with Krishna consciousness in the language in which it could be accepted by the largest number of people all over the world. And we see what happened after that momentous event. Srila Prabhupada's sannyas, where he gave up the responsibility of a small family to take up the responsibility of the whole world. And he was attracted thousands and thousands of people all over the world to Krishna's lotus feet. So sannyas in the Bhakti Sampradaya is not so much of giving up as of taking up. Srila Prabhupada took up the mission of his spiritual master wholeheartedly. And Krishna, who was always there in his heart, the sannyas became a medium by which Srila Prabhupada could give Krishna to thousands and thousands of people. And Srila Prabhupada in the later years would say that, now I gave up a few children, but now Krishna has given me thousands, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of children, you boys and girls who are helping me so wonderfully. So when we give up anything for Krishna's sake, we are never the losers, we are always the gainers. So on the day of Srila Prabhupada's taking sannyas, we can thank him with a grateful heart for his great sacrifice, not just in taking sannyas, but in traveling all over the world in advanced age, striving tirelessly to give us Krishna consciousness. And we can pray for his mercy so that whatever little sacrifices we have to do, by which we can bring Krishna more into our heart, we become ready and eager to do those sacrifices. Srila Prabhupada is our greatest inspiration in our Krishna consciousness. And when we meditate how much Srila Prabhupada has done for us, whatever we have to do to receive what he is giving to us, whatever little we have to do, that becomes seen in perspective as small, as no great demand as compared to the great demands that Srila Prabhupada has fulfilled. So by in this way praying for Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we can inspire ourselves to sacrifice and commit ourselves to that glorious mission that Krishna has spread throughout the world through Srila Prabhupada, and which has blessed us, and through us we can also carry on and help it to bless others. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.